Chapter 49. Susie felt strange, surreal, as though her mind and spirit had lifted outside of her body and she was looking down on events with an almost dispassionate air, as though what was being discussed was nothing to do with her. How else was it possible to process the fact that this woman was sitting there calmly, smiling almost sweetly, presentable and reasonable, talking about the time she made plans to kill Emma? On the table lay the gun. Watching over them was the CCTV camera. Susie had dredged up those lessons Shelley had given her. Safety catch. Cocking the weapon. Don't snatch the shot. At school, she had been a gymnast and a good sprinter. She knew she was fast, or used to be at least. And maybe she could be fast again now when it counted. Could she make it to the gun before Karen? Would she be able to use the gun if she got there? How long would it be before more men came rushing to the bitch's aid? "You're telling me," she heard herself say. Again, there was that detached part of her that registered the disbelief in her own voice. "You're telling me how you killed my daughter?"
"From one mother to another," said Karen. She pronounced mother like mother. "From one mother to another."
"I think it's only right that you know the truth. I know I'd want to if I were in your shoes. I want to know everything." "It's out of respect that I'm telling you this, Susie. Because we're women, aren't we? We know that we're stronger than the other lot. We suffer." She patted her stomach. "We know suffering that they'll never know. And we know that we can take it because we're tough, ain't we? That's why you're not sitting there shitting yourself, blubbing like a baby. That's what your husband would be doing in your position, ain't it? How did he react when darling daughter died?"
"Darling daughter."
Susie felt her hatred increase by a couple of notches.
"I bet he started ranting and raving, didn't he? The checkbook came out. Because they're all like that, ain't they? Worst combination is a bloke and a bit of money. It turns them into big babies." "Is that how your hubby was, Susie? Did he throw a tantrum while you watched calmly on?"
"Now I bet that's right, ain't it? I bet he did.
Come on, answer me."
Susie found herself nodding despite herself. Why not? It was true. Guy had not been there for her. He had nurtured his hatred.